Hi, this is Ken Kennedy, and this is Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone, episode 125 for Wednesday, October 14th, 2015. Well, it's been a little more than a week, and the week is what I'm shooting for, but on the other hand, I think I'm working myself into a scheduling rhythm. I think I'm going to use, I'm tentatively considering using Wednesday for my podcast day. That is mostly because of the way my schedule works, in which normally, not always, but normally, I drive into Atlanta. So I'm in the office for work on Wednesdays and Thursdays. I get up very, very early on Wednesday, occasionally come in Tuesday night, but generally very, very early on Wednesday, and have a very long commute from outside of Charlotte to Atlanta, Georgia, on Wednesdays. I spend the night in Atlanta Wednesday night, and I work in Atlanta on Thursday, and then, you know, at some point on Thursday, sometimes I get to leave a little bit early, and then sometimes I just leave at 5 o'clock and just get home at, you know, 10 or 10:30. Just depends. But that actually seems to be, now that I'm thinking about it, that is not a schedule that's terrible for me for the podcast, because what I can do is most of the time, or frequently, well, let's say frequently, I'm in Atlanta, because I'm not in Atlanta every Wednesday. Sometimes I take vacation just if I'm just in the mood to stay, and I have, you know, I've been at Turner a long time, so I have a ton of vacation. And if I'm in the mood to just not go to Atlanta that week, I'll just take a vacation and don't go to Atlanta. Or on the other hand, sometimes, like 2 weeks ago with Charlotte's birthday was on Wednesday, and I just told my boss, I was like, listen, I'm working, but it's my wife's birthday, so I'm gonna stay here. We're going out to dinner. So I'm staying in North Carolina this week, and it's no problem. You know, if I have a major meeting of some sort, that's one thing, but we have tomorrow a monthly DBA meeting, that it's good that I'm going to be here for. But if not, what I do job wise does not require me to be here at all. But you know, I come here for meetings. I come here for interaction with my peers. I come here for, or, you know, interfacing with management, which, you know, can be important. But what I'm thinking is on Wednesdays that I'm in Atlanta, you know, it's in the evening right now, and I can do, and I've got time to myself. It's dinner time at home. Charlotte is taking care of dinner for everybody. And so, I got a little bit of time. I can do the podcast right now. On Wednesdays that I stay in North Carolina, I can do the podcast, you know, like lunchtime during the day. And in either case, I can get it out in the, you know, early to mid evening ish on Wednesday. And that'll be a fairly standard time for the podcast to come out. And I think that'll actually be a pretty cool thing, to be able to have a normal time that things come out. So I am tentatively, I'm thinking this whole Wednesday thing might be a pretty good idea. I'm liking it. So, that's my thoughts on scheduling the podcast at this point, because I've had a little bit of problems with scheduling. But that seems pretty like a reasonable schedule, and, you know, both in terms of for other people and for me, like, you know, figuring out how to do it at a particular time that gives me. When I'm in Atlanta, which is a lot of the time, now during the holidays, I'm not going to be here as much, but when I'm in Atlanta, I'm by myself. I'm just sitting here watching TV and stuff. So using Wednesday night for the podcast is, yeah, that's fine. So I actually think it's a pretty good idea. That's my plan that I've worked myself into at this point. So there we go. Next up, I wanted to make a shout out for Dave Slusher and Michael Butler's new podcast, which is called Mad at Dad. And I listened to the first episode last Monday night. I was kind of wanting to listen to it live. I didn't get a chance to do it. I think I listened to it on Tuesday or Wednesday, and it was excellent. I haven't actually gotten it's. I think it came down. Should have come down into my podcast feed last night, Tuesday night. But for whatever reason, I think my either my phone wasn't charging correctly. My phone is like, you know, my podcast. My podcast program is set to only actually download programs when it's like 4 o'clock in the morning or whatever, and it has to be on the charger. And I use a wireless charger. And I don't know if I didn't have it on the charger or if it didn't come through until a little bit later or whatever. But for whatever reason, I don't think at this point I have Mad at Dad number 2. Which was recorded on Monday night in my reader yet, because I would have bumped it right up to very near the top. I really enjoyed the first one. But I expect at the very worst case to get it tonight, in which case it'll be something that I get to listen to on the ride home tomorrow. So it was excellent podcast. If anyone is interested in listening to it, I highly recommend it. It's Dave Schlesser calls it a good, clean, fun-ish which was a podcast that Michael Butler did with I can't remember the other guy's name, but he did it. It's intended to be in the style of that podcast, and it's just basically two guys talking about crap. You know, the shtick with Mad at Dad is that they are the two dads in the house that, you know, everybody is mad at for various reasons. But it's just basically two bad guys talking about stuff, and it's pretty funny. It's two people that are, they're not professional comedians, they're just regular guys, but on the other hand, they have been podcasting for a long time. Both of them started podcasting in 2014, the very first year of podcasting. So you know, they've been around this block more than a few times, and are definitely worth listening to. I'm really just two fun people. Both, you know, I've listened to and known Dave Schlesser for a long time, and I've listened to Michael Butler stuff for several years now, and I like Michael Butler as well, very much. So I think it's well worth it. It's, you know, personal podcast, not professional sort of stuff, but great fun. So I'm looking forward to getting that down in my feed tonight and being able to watch it tomorrow. So it should be pretty cool. Recommended. Definitely recommended. One of the things that's been going on, I thought I had a pretty bad screw up in my Moto E, which is the phone that, you know, I'm playing the two phone game right now, where I have a really base, well, it's basic, but it's like a high end phone from 3 years ago. Motorola Moto E, what, third generation, kind of basic smartphone, because my Nexus 5, for people who don't remember or hadn't been around, my Nexus 5, I either dropped or screwed up or whatever. So it's working in every way, except its phone connectivity is gone. Wi-Fi works, Bluetooth works, everything works. So what I'm doing at this point is, I've still got the Nexus 5. It works fine. And 80% of the time I'm in the house, or I'm at work, or I'm at, you know, Moe's Mexican Grill, or we're at Target, or, you know, Harris Teeter or whatever. All of these places have Wi-Fi. So my phone doesn't have cellular, but it has everything else. It has Wi-Fi, it's Bluetooth, it's fine, it's everything. So the Nexus 5, as long as it has a Wi-Fi connection, is no problem. So what I ended up doing was, while I'm trying to figure out what I want to do next, I bought a pretty cheap but adequate Motorola phone to be my phone, and to also, I just hotspot it whenever I want to. and the Nexus 5 connects to it and uses data that way. So everything's good there. Had a problem yesterday, though. Something went weird with the phone. I ended up, it was throwing these weird error messages, the Motorola. It was throwing these weird error messages and stuff. I ended up having to reboot it. And I don't think I realized at the time when I rebooted that something was wrong. But a few hours later, like late yesterday evening, I realized that everything, texting was working, messaging or phone calls were working, but the data connection was, it was saying that data was disconnected. And I was like, well, maybe there's just something weird going on. I gave it a little while to like work through things, rebooted it a couple times. Woke up this morning, had to leave for work, realized as we were driving along the way that things were not working correctly with it, wasn't happy at all. Now, luckily, I have yet a third phone. Yeah, at times I do carry three because I have a separate work phone because I do just don't like commingling my personal and work stuff. So I've carried two phones for a long time. When I'm on call, I'll carry my work phone with me. Otherwise, it just kind of sits at home. But so as I was driving in today, I had my my work phone on, and my work phone is T-Mobile, which is not the greatest, doesn't have the greatest coverage, but it's adequate, especially if you're on the interstate and stuff. Like, you know, my drive is basically interstate all the way, and then I'm in Atlanta, which has great coverage. And we also have tethering available on our work iPhones. Like unrestricted. So I just put the, what I do is I put the iPhone in tethering mode and, connect my Nexus 5 to the iPhone. Sometimes it takes a little while. It's a little persnickety to get the hotspotting to kick off properly. But, once it does, it works fine. But all the way here, I was like, man, the Moto E has just, something has busted in it. And I was like, okay, well, I bought that Moto E a month ago because I needed a phone. My Nexus 5 was broken and there wasn't an option to not have a phone. But I basically went as cheap as I could because I knew that these new phones were coming out and I wanted to have some options available. And, you know, and the Nexus, the 5X and the 6P are out now. I'm not really even thinking about the 6P. It's just too big. It's too big, especially, and too big / too expensive. The 5X is expensive. It's nice. It's the newest one. It's, you know, in a range that I like. And then the other option is that the Nexus 6 itself, which is pretty big, and I'm not a huge fan of the bigness of it. It's maybe a little bit big, but I mean, we're seeing like Nexus 6 is going for $260 at this point. And we're probably in a situation where that's not going to last forever. You know, that's going to be for another month or two. And then because a lot of these are refurbished, which you may have to pay attention to that too, but I don't mind that. I've been sitting around and thinking right now, cause like we're in a mode where, if you decide you want a Nexus 6 itself instead of a 5X or a 6P, this is probably the time to do it because they're going to start being hard to get, and they'll actually start getting they may or may not get expensive. Nexus 5s actually got expensive after they were impossible to get because everybody loved that phone so much. I'm not sure that'll happen with the Nexus 6 because the 6X or the 6P is such a nice phone, but we'll see. But anyway, my basic decision is between a 5X and a 6P. So, and I had kind of said, well, I'm going to put that off for a little while. But then all of a sudden, when the Moto E is not even working, its data connection is not even working, I'm like, this one is busted. So I drove in, I got to work, and I knew I was going to call Ting, the MVNO that I use. So I call Ting and I'm going to try to figure out what's going on there. And the first thing the guy does is he's like, well, let's check a couple things. He's like, first of all, let's just make sure your data connection is turned on. And I'm like, oh yeah, okay, let's do that. I mean, like, because I have been digging around in the settings of this phone for 2 days or a day and a half at this point. I'm looking at everything. I'm looking at the you know, network settings and the SPL or whatever, like the settings for how the data connection and everything is set up and everything. And I'm looking like deep down in the guts. Fortunately, what I did not look at was whether or not the big fat green button that turns the data connection on and off was on or off. So I've been deep down in the settings. He's like, just say, oh, let's look at data usage. Then hit cellular. And I'm like, yeah, yeah, I know all this. I know all this. Oh, crap, that button's off. So now I know. Well, and it happens. It happens at work all the time. You know, like we're all pretty geeky people at work. But occasionally you like have a work problem where you are like digging through it. And you're like, I cannot figure out what's going on with this problem until you actually ask another coworker to come on over and put his eyes on it. He puts his eyes on it, and 2 seconds later, either he just sees the problem and says, oh, what about that? And you're like, oh, crap. Or you actually see the problem, because as soon as, you know, he's putting his eyes on it, you kind of look at it differently, and you're like, oh, crap, there it is. And this happens to Charlotte fairly frequently at home. Where she'll be working on, I mean, she's technically savvy for somebody who's not an IT person. But if she has a problem, she tries to work through it herself, and then she may ask me about it, and I come over and look at it, and either I see it right away, or she sees it after I get there, and she's just so frustrated by that. I'm like, no, no, that's the way it works. It happens to me at work all the time. And at work, I don't even worry about it, because there's a whole bunch of my peers that it happens to all of us both ways. But gosh, it has been a while since it happened that way to me, like on a customer support call. You know, if I'm calling my ISP because there are DNS router problems or something, you know, I'm like, I'm not doing something stupid. But in this particular instance, I didn't open up the data usage tab and say, hey, is the freaking cellular data turned on? Because it was turned off. And when I switched it to on, all of a sudden everything worked. And I was just like, oh, crap. I feel like an idiot. It was no fun. I mean, I didn't worry about it that much, but it was amusing. I kind of let the guy go, yeah, yeah, that's it. And I was like, oh, God damn it. I just tried to throw out a little like, yeah, I'm a nerd, you know, and it's just like, ugh. But on the other hand, I'm glad it works, because, you know, I was like, if this thing is broken, I need to make this decision between these other phones like ASAP, but seems to be working fine now, because I've turned data on. And I don't know how, I don't know if I accidentally turned it off, or I did a couple of reboots a couple of days ago. Some weird shit was going, it was just like acting weird. I don't know. But it's certainly not obviously broken. So I'm not making that decision right now yet. It's just, I'm perfectly happy with things are working right, the way things are working right now. So I'm going to leave it for that for a little while. And I guess I've got some stuff on here that I'm probably going to just push out for another week, because I'm already into 18 minutes, because I can talk. So I guess the last thing I'll think about is Charlotte and I are both really excited. Friday night, we're going into Durham. Saturday night is Countdown to Craziness, which is Duke's version of Midnight Madness. It's college, if you're not a college basketball person, it's not actually, it used to be like the very first time that the players could practice with the coach, sort of thing. It's actually, with not all the teams, it's that way anymore. Like Duke, I think, has been practicing with the coach for about 2 weeks now. But they kind of have their own thing. They've made it into, it's Countdown to Craziness camera, because Duke's fans are known as the Cameron Crazies for Duke's basketball stadium. It is Cameron Indoor Stadium. But They do. It's kind of the introduction of the team to the fans, the new, you know, the freshmen and the new team and everything. They do a blue versus white game. They have usually a dunk contest. It's pretty freaking fun. It's pretty awesome. The students are all there going crazy, and then all the rest of us are there, you know, up in the stands, rooting everything on. It's really fun. Charlotte and I have been, I think, three of the last five years. We might have been four of the last 5 years. It's a really fun way to get to see the team, and it's almost impossible. It is super difficult to get Duke basketball tickets during the regular season. So Counting to Craziness works pretty well for us. So, you know, we get to go in. It's Cameron. We're there. It's a fun time. We really enjoy going. And so that's the Saturday night. We're going up on Friday because we really enjoy like the little area of Durham that we usually stay in when we go to Durham. We're going to Countdown to Craziness this weekend, and then in 2 weeks for Halloween, we almost certainly are going to the Miami game. There's a little bit of depends on how late the game. If the game is really late, what we want to do is we want to go to the game, see as much of the game as we can, and then get back in time to do trick or treat with her dad across the street. Because Charlotte's dad has been kind of a big trick-or-treat target for the kids in the community for, you know, 25 or 30 years. So they still come. We still get, you know, 100 kids. Whereas a lot of places, you know, kids have kind of stopped doing the neighborhood trick-or-treating. He's still a pretty big trick-or-treating target. So we want to be there in time for that. So hopefully the game, we should know in the next week or so what time the Miami game is going to be. Hopefully it's more like I would love like a 12 o'clock or 12:30 game. I could live with a 2 o'clock game. We might have to leave a little early. You know, a 3 or 3:30 game, we probably can do half of the game at most. So we'll just see. And then 2 weeks after that, we're going to the last home game of the season against Pittsburgh. So so we're going to be in Durham a decent amount every couple weeks. For the next 6 weeks. So we're looking forward to that. Should be a lot of fun. And this weekend should be way fun. Countdown to Craziness is one of Charlotte's. She's verging on like, I mean, she loves Dragon Con, but she really likes Countdown to Craziness and the whole weekend because we usually spend the weekend up there and there's places that we like to go and people that we know at this point. And it's a lot of fun. So next week on Wednesday, I should have some stories about that. So there you go. So this has been Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone. You can find the show notes at kenzoid.com. That's KENZOID.com. And that has all of my social media outlet stuff. You know, I'm Kenzoid many places on Twitter. I'm on Twitter. I'm not Kenzoid on Google Plus, but Kenzoid on a bunch. Kenzoid on Tumblr, a lot of places. But all of them are linked from Kenzoid.com. That's where the show notes are. You can email me at kkennedy@kenzoid.com. And this podcast is Creative Commons licensed, attribution, share alike, version 3.0, non-ported. And we will, you know, if we're on plan, we're going to be back next Wednesday, and we'll talk to you then. Have a great day. Have a great week, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye.